It's been a hot minute since we last shared our progress on the biggest quest of the year, While Guffick Sleeps. Today, you'll get your first look at the rewards we plan to offer, and of course, there'll be a survey where you can tell us exactly what you think. The quest. While Guffick Sleeps continues the Margerot storyline in an epic, sprawling adventure filled with powerful artifacts, sneaky spies, and more druids that you can shake a staff at, it's one of the most iconic RuneScape quests, and we can't wait to bring it to old school. You can catch up on all the details in our Winter Summit news post. On this globe-trotting journey, you'll come up against formidable foes, including the iconic Tormented Demons, with some small changes that should make them more engaging to fight. Rewards. During the Winter Summit Megapoll, we asked whether you'd like to see a new unique item added to the Tormented Demon loot table, and whether we should also add Dragon Claws in line with the original quest. Since then, we've decided that instead of moving towards Dragon Claws, we'd like to offer a trifecta of new Demon Bane weapons crafted from the Tormented Synapse, a unique drop from our demonic friends. You'll need at least 74 in the relevant skill to craft all three weapons, and unlike other craftables, we're not giving you the option to have a skilled NPC craft it for you. You'll need to pour your own blood, sweat, and tears into these mighty weapons, whether you're an Iron Man or not. But we reckon they're well worth the trouble. Firelight, untradeable. Our first Demon Bane weapon is, of course, an upgrade for the mighty Arclight. Unlike Arclight, this fiery blade doesn't need to be charged with ancient shards. Instead, you'll craft it with a Tormented Synapse and 74 smithing. Firelight has increased stab and slash accuracy, as well as the same 70% increased accuracy and damage bonuses as its predecessor. Additionally, it improves on Arclight's special attack, lowering the strength, attack, and defense of demons by 15% of their base level, plus 1, and non-demons by 5% of their base level, plus 1. That's a 5% increase over Arclight. With this sword at your side, you'll cut through the Abyssal Sire, Cerberus, and Duke Sakellus like butter. So, the upgrade should be more than worth the effort of crafting the blade. Scorching Bow, untradeable. This next weapon will let fiery arrows fly from afar. With 74 fletching and a Tormented Synapse, you'll be able to craft this new composite bow with 124 range accuracy and 40 range strength. With great power comes even more power, as the Scorching Bow offers 30% increased accuracy and damage against demons. It also has a nasty special attack, which binds your enemies for 5 ticks while dealing 1 bonus damage, and if they're a demon, it binds them for 20 ticks, increasing the bonus damage to 5. This weapon will serve as a decent, cheaper alternative to the Bow of Ferrodinon without crystal armor, but will obviously outperform the old Bofa against demons specifically. Ignited Staff, untradeable. With 74 crafting, you'll be able to synthesize the Ignited Staff from a Tormented Synapse. As is typical for magic weapons, it works a little differently from its range and melee siblings. Rather than giving you an outright damage boost against demons, this weapon instead auto-casts combat spells from the Arceus spellbook. On its own, that doesn't sound like a great reward, but using Demon Space Bells will double the bonuses of the Demon Bane effects there. Additionally, the Ignited Staff has a special attack. You must be on the Arceus spellbook to cast it, which is handy given the staff's effect, and you must be targeting the demon. When used, the special attack will cast the highest available Demon Bane spell at your target. If your target is killed by the spell, you'll restore 25% of your special attack energy, and the delay on your next attack will be reduced by 3. Essentially, it's Death Charge with a little bonus. Burning Claws, tradable. Please note that the stats shown in the news post for this item may be changed during balancing. We have one final surprise for you today, a pair of Ferocious Claws. Since Dragon Claws are remaining in the Chambers of Xeric, we wanted to add a new reward that invokes the same feeling as the obtaining the OG Claws. The Burning Claws will also bridge the gap in melee spec weapons between the cheaper and cheerful Dragon Dagger and monstrously expensive Dragon Claws. This weapon works much the same as the latter, while giving you a chance to inflict burn on your target. While burnt, the target will be dealt 10 damage over the course of 40 ticks, one every 4 ticks, and can stack up to 5 times. We can't wait to see your feedback on the Burning Claws and the other weapons we've shared today. Speaking of which, survey. Completing the survey below is the best way to tell us your thoughts. Go on, click the link in the news post, or fill out the embedded version you can also find in the news post. You can also share your feedback on the dedicated Reddit thread you can find in the news post, our official Discord server, and social channels. We'll be chatting more about these rewards in the Discord Stages modcast on the official server and an upcoming live stream, so make sure not to miss those. As always, I've been Mods Sarni, your narrative guide on this news post, and a big thanks to Mods Abe, Abyss, Arcane, Archie, Argo, Ash, Aiza, Big Rig, Blossom, Boko, Bruno, Chili, Criminal, Crystal, Curse, Dizong, Dylan, Ed, Elena, Enigma, Errol, Gecko, Genghis, Gizmo, Goblin, Grub, Halo, Harold, Hend, Hootie, Hornet, Husky, JLo, Jerv, Kaiser, Kieran, Kirby, Karuto, Leble, Lenny, Light, Lyron, Mact, Mank, Marcos, Melee, Meat, Moogle, Morty, Nit, Crow, Nox, Nilu, Other, Pumpkin, Redfield, Regent, Rice, Rock, Rye, Sarni, That's Me, Saiyan, Shogun, Shroom, Sigma, Skane, Skylark, Smithy, Sova, Squid, Starry, Sahoran, Surma, Sween, Tide, Titus, Torrance, Tesoroff, Tyron, Vadar, Vagard, West, and Wolfie. That is the old school team. I've been Mosani. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week, and hopefully see you next week for the live stream and Discord Stages. See ya.